So the first really good teacher that I had was in that gifted class. Her name was Ms. Reist. We're still kind of in touch to this day, actually. And she's the best teacher that I think, you know, on the planet. incredibly lucky to be in that class. And because she had a way of not going easy on you when you weren't doing the work that you should be doing. So we had these three major projects throughout the year. They were called iSearch projects, where they're independent research projects, which in grade five is like, you know, pretty cool. Like that's, you know, that's pretty neat. Yeah. And I remember I did one of mine on the first one that I did was on the 1900 Olympics, which was like the second year, the second kind of modern Olympics. And it was like, you know, absolutely horrible. It was like a huge mess. A bunch of events were all over the place, got canceled and so on. And I think I handed in maybe like three pages or something. And we were supposed to have been working on this for months. And I remember I got my grade back and it was out of four. We used to do this grading system. It corresponds to a four is an A, a three is a B, a two is a C, mm-hmm. one is a D.
Right.
And I got a three minus, so a B minus. And everyone else, like, she was not a hard grader. You know, everyone else kind of three plus, four minus, four plus, like, and I deserved it, you know? And that was like a moment where I was like, oh man, I actually sucked. I half-assed this. And you called me out for it. And we had a conversation about it. And she's like, look, I think you can do a whole lot better than that. So she was an amazing mentor.